This is the Troll Free Day Radio Special with Mel Gregg to help combat cyberbullying. Like a skyscraper.
Graeme Jones is an internet psychologist who specialises in online behaviour. Hello, Graeme.
Hello, Mel.
Explain to me what goes through someone's mind when they read an article or they see a comment and they think, you know what? I'm going to write to this person and abuse them.
Well, to some extent, nothing goes through their mind. Because what happens is it's almost an instinctive reaction to something they've seen that they disagree with or that they don't like, and they just kind of blurt out something. So they're not really thinking it through. So the first problem is complete lack of thought. In the real world, when we're face-to-face with people, but what we can do is we can detect, you know, facial expressions, body language, all those kind of things that are not present online. So even though we might be about to blurt out something when we're surrounded by a group of people, we can see what they're already thinking. You know, we can all feel the atmosphere when something has turned nasty or something turned negative, and we see that, and so we withhold what we were going to say.
That's a really good point, because people hide behind their keyboard and you can't necessarily understand the tone in which someone is writing it.
No, absolutely. And I expect lots of people have written an email to somebody where they can hear themselves laughing at the joke they've just typed. And the person at the other end obviously can't hear that laughter, can't see the person smiling as they type it, and reads it at face value and thinks, my goodness, how come that person's so rude? Because they didn't hear the tone of voice, because there isn't one. It's just words.
So what should we do in that situation? Same rules apply, will you ignore them, or should you try and respond and diffuse it?
It's not going to get through to them, because they've disappeared. The troll has, you know, blurted out what they wanted to blurt out, and they've moved on. So they're probably not even going to see you if you say, you know, I'm offended, or that's wrong, or if you react. So but they've moved on. Probably the best thing to do is ignore it, because actually, if you do take part, you're then creating a little story in your brain, allowing that negativity to be confirmed in your brain. You know, let them have their opinion, move on, and, you know, concentrate on the positive people. Concentrate on those positive comments that are being made and take more out of them.
Similar situation, but a little bit different, because this is what really gets to me the most. It makes me physically ill when I read this online. When someone comments on the bottom of an article, say it's an article about a mother who's accidentally run over and killed her child, what makes someone comment on an article where a mother or someone is grieving? It's a different level of abuse. You know, what goes through their mind when they think, oh, this person's hurting, I'm going to attack them?
Yeah, there are lots of reasons why it might happen. I mean, some people may have, you know, personality disorders and problems that make them do these things. So they may have mental health issues themselves. And in the real world, of course, we wouldn't have witnessed that. The fact is, the internet opens up, you know, commenting to anyone at any point in time. And so these things may have happened in people's minds, but they had no way of expressing that. So as a psychologist, I can see that, you know, these kind of things always existed before the internet. It's just that this kind of commenting is now, you know, the general public now know that people behave in this way. We didn't know it before the internet, unless you happen to be involved in the world of mental health. And so others may be behaving like this in order to gain attention for themselves. And so they're doing it so that they can feel good about themselves, because actually they feel pretty bad about themselves.
That's
so
right.
They're trying to get lots of comments and people saying things so they gain attention. The first thing that we need to do is acknowledge that it's happening. And many people who are being cyberbullied don't like to acknowledge that it's happening, simply because they feel that's an admission of weakness on their own part, that they should be able to deal with it. So I think one of the most important things, and this is one of the good things about your campaign, is that it's encouraging people to understand that it does happen. It happens a lot, and it's no bad thing to talk to someone, to admit to your family that this is happening, so that it can then be dealt with.
Yeah, talk to someone about it. We've got a lot of support links at trollfreeday.com.au, yep. And you'll find the link to Graham Jones on there as well, internet psychologist specialising in online behaviour. I really appreciate your time. Thank you, Graham.
My pleasure.
Still to come, we chat to Mel Doyle about trolling in the spotlight. But next, I'm going to go one-on-one with an internet troll who bullied me.
Go on and try to tear me down.
If you need to talk to someone, please contact the Bully Zero Australia Foundation on their free helpline. Details at trollfreeday.com.au.